first of all, asking you a little bit more in terms of your marriage, because right at the time that you were about to end at Lockheed is also when it became apparent that was falling apart. And I was wondering if you could trace for me your relationship. At what did you sense a point at which it had changed, and how did you feel about all of that?
Well, when Joyce first started to school, she went to kindergarten. Actually, we had his folks living with us for about 3 years during the time that we worked, as I told you.
Yeah.
And you kind of lose everything, you know, when you have that many. And he was Mama's boy, and then he never talked to me, you know. If the only way I could get him to talk and discuss anything and get anywhere was to make him mad, which is kind of frustrating for everybody.
Did you ever express feelings about his family living with you and that being a source of tension?
Oh, well, that we both agreed we wanted.
Oh.
Because instead of having Joyce in kindergarten or someplace else, we had her home with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant more to me than anything else. And he never... he never was, even from the first we were married, he was never one to sit and talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
He'd rather read and ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way he was. And I accepted him that way, but there was times I couldn't accept it. I just rubbed him the wrong way as much as I could until he would talk. Am I being heard?
No.
Anyway... of course, as soon as I was through working, I started in on my house because I had to have something to do with extra with my time. So I remodeled the downstairs there in Hollywood and repainted and repapered and refinished the floors, and it was quite an extensive job. And he always spent his time, all the extra time he had, out looking at cars. When he planned a trip to Minnesota, then he planned to have the folks. He and the folks planned it together, and they planned it so that while Jess would have to be taken out of school, well, to me this was not the way to start out the school life, and I thought that they could plan it just a little bit later, which they could. He could get time off any time. So she and I stayed home, and he went to Minneapolis with his folks. And this
was he still working on Pete?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this was what he wanted anyway, because he had a sweetheart back then. And so he had a good time. Anyway, that was about that part of it. Let's see.
Did you yourself ever consider ending the relationship?
He wanted it, and I didn't even realize what he was talking about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I accepted him as the way he was, and I didn't think he was ever going to change. And with myself, there wasn't anything else I desired but make my home and take care of Joyce and a thing or two. And I would never have married and brought another man in where there's a child.
Mm-hmm.
That just was a principle I wouldn't accept.
What were your own feelings about divorce?
I didn't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't consider it, but the time came after she was married that he was, hallelujah, all for divorce then, so he...
Oh, so this was quite a bit later then.
Yeah.
But in those early days when things were getting worse and
I didn't consider it. I didn't even think about it. While things were getting that way, I accepted it because in my own home, my dad and mother didn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived through it.
Well, tell me, how did you handle all of this? Is there anyone that you were able to turn to discuss your problems with at this time?
That's just one thing I did not do. I kept them in.
Mm-hmm.
I never discussed it to with anybody.
You?
Well, I was nervous, of course, but I had to work. I had to keep myself busy enough so that it couldn't affect me, my physical health. And while I felt bad about it, I wasn't talked to as a kid. You know, I had the feeling that maybe there was something wrong with me, but others, I mean, children at school and all through my life, I could talk to. They were nice, and so it was my lot to be cast among this type of people.
Mm. So even among all of these women friends that you had developed, you wouldn't discuss your
home life. No, I wouldn't. I didn't feel that it was going to do me any good.
Uh-huh. Now tell me, how would at this point, for instance, you bought the house in Hollywood? How would you and he make decisions about those sorts of things? How did you go about making the decision to buy the house?
We looked at houses together. This is something that we could do and something that interested him.
Mm.
And he wanted to go all the way to the point where you buy and then you back out. This was his way. So I had to... wrestle around and get the loan and get the down payment. So I had to look and borrow a little bit. But all we paid was $1,100 down. At that point, it was quite a bit. But
did you agree at that point about buying it? Or?
Yes, we did. It was a big house. It also had an apartment, and it had a little house in the rear. So our payments, we wouldn't have any money to pay. This was like having free rent.
Yeah.
If we could once get the down payment. Of course, the down payment, my husband and his family were very poor.
Mm-hmm.
And they never were able to save and do what they were supposed to do with money. They had to spend and do big stuff, you know, right away. And then it was gone. But I wasn't that way.
So, I mean, it seems like it was a fairly unhappy period there. As you, what were the? Do you have any good memories from that period?
I had lots of good memories. His folk, his aunt and uncle, they were cousins of his mother's, but we called them aunt and uncle. They were very nice to me, and they were good company. And I was a happy, lucky person, so all this stuff didn't affect me. A lot. It only affected me at times when I was alone.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was with people, I enjoyed every bit of it.
Mm.
And I didn't hang on to any bad feelings when I was around other people.
Mm-hmm.
I had learned that as a child. Mm. It just wasn't any good.
Survival.
Yeah. That it didn't matter that much to me what somebody else wanted to be or do.
Now, it was when he came back from Minnesota then that he basically said he wanted to separate. Is that when that occurred?
He wanted, before he went, he suggested that he would give me everything. And I didn't really realize what he was talking about. You know, I never discussed sex with other women. I never discussed their marital situations with others or anything like that. In fact, but when I went to Sunday school with my daughter, they thought I was single, you know, that I was a divorcee or something. And so at that time, women were a little scared of having a single woman among them. But I never discussed him, because he would not go to church. It's one thing he wouldn't do. Although at dating time, when we were first married, or before we married, he went to church with me.
This
is a false thing,
your,
yeah. I always, some, I couldn't do as much as I would have if we were doing things together. But I always, I had to go some. I don't go anymore. I just kind of dropped that whole thing.
So it was when he came back from Minnesota, and this was after you had gone and come back too. This was quite a bit after that.
Yeah, see, he went back there in March, and then I went back there in June.
Oh, the same
year.
So it'd be about 1945.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I lived, I went back, and this was the home. It was divided up into four small units, and it was a siding affair, and I put on asbestos. This asbestos shingles on the outside. And then I painted all this trim up in here, and it looked great, real good. When I first was married and moved in there, this was used as a driveway. It was the end of the alley there, and all the neighbors used to drive past this, and it was only a couple feet from the doorstep, and I didn't like that idea of going out there and maybe being hit by that. So I put grass in there.
So you, then you came back from, so this would be in about
45.
And you stayed back how long?
Until, was it VJ Day in August?
So in August.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when you were,
I came back.
And were doing the work on the house in Hollywood.
Yeah, from doing that, yeah, did all that, and went back to work.
Where'd you go back to work?
Milwaukee.
For how long was that?
Until he terminated me. Now, let's see. I went back in August, or the last week in August or something like that. See, I had to come back before the salesman got on the trains, because then I couldn't get back. And so I just went to work as if nothing happened.
And
I worked.
How long was that until you were terminated?
I can't remember what month it was, and if it was September or October.
Oh, very shortly after,
in other words. Oh, yeah, maybe a couple months after, something like
that. How did you feel about being terminated at that point?
Well, I knew what I'd done. You know, I felt, well, there isn't anything that I could say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no union is going to back me up if I go off for 3 months and not say anything, you know. So I just accepted it.
Were you among the first in your department?
No, I was, actually, they had let all of them go, probably, that they really wanted to. But they were going to let a few more go. They did. And then they called some of them back, of course, later, I guess.
Now, when you came back in August, how many women from your own department had already been terminated, would you say?
Around 100.
So it was sort of a skeleton crew already.
Yeah, And then some more were terminated after I was shortly.
So at about that point, it also, the situation with your husband was coming to a head about the same time, it sounds like.
Yeah, but we stayed together for quite a while yet.
Oh, for how long?
Until 1961. And
I see.
Yeah.
And... why did you decide to stay together?
There wasn't any discussion one way or the other, you see. And I think his discussions were all with his folks, you know, instead of me, and they probably told him he ought to stay with his wife and child, probably.
Before we talk about the kind of work you got involved in after Lockheed, tell me a little bit more about your relationship to Joyce during that period when you were working at Lockheed. Would you ever talk to her about your own work, was she aware of what it was you were doing? Did she imitate you as a kid?
I didn't discuss the work. There wasn't all that much to talk about in work. It was just so routine. But we talked about other things and did things together.
What sort of things would you talk about?
Well, the nature, the pets that we had, we would have stories and talk about Sunday school and the little children she was with, and we didn't have a lot of time because I was painting the outside of the house and getting that ready too. And she played a lot with the little neighbor children.
How would she dress during those, say, before she went to kindergarten, during those early years? How did you dress her?
I dressed her, she had some little long panties on, but I kept her looking like a youngster that could go to Sunday school right from play, and she wasn't much to get dirty. Let's see.
So she usually wore
this is hot summer. Mm-hmm. She had a little bathing suit on. Yeah, she wore dresses, a little anklets,
okay.
Very neat. This is the way she did. Of course, this is older too. But
was she? Did you do physically active things with her when she was a child?
Yeah, I took her regularly once a week to from the time she was 4 years old. This was a dance group, but that's when she was a little older. I took her to a combined tap, physical or acrobatic dancing, because otherwise she would sit around and read and color and stuff like that when she was with her folks.
Mm-hmm. How about sports?
We didn't enter into sports. She did.
You talked
about
doing your own trial, so you're being very physically active. Was she as active as you were, say, as physically active as a child, as a youngster?
Pretty much so. I kept her in scouts as soon as scouts started.
Any sort of child training advice, child rearing advice that you followed?
I used to read Dr. Spock and read up on things about children. I went to, as soon as we were out of, she started school, I went to a psychology class and things like that. Now, when she was 6 years old, we had a niece come and stay with us. And let me get this picture. She stayed with us for 3 years. Here they are.
So, in effect, at that point, you were raising two children.
Yes.
How did she happen to come stay with you?
Well, she didn't get along. My brother was remarried, and they both supposedly abused the child, but she was terribly spoiled, so... That's Joyce and the neighbor girl. She was 7 months old, or younger, I guess. Mm-hmm. The little girl was, Joyce was only 6 weeks old. I have another picture here of the niece because I thought that was a better picture.
Oh, well, this is fine.
Anyway, this created a problem because all the to the people, neighbors and good doers would say, well, isn't that nice? You have a sister now, and just be your sister, and you can have everything she can have. Well, it turns out that Teresa thought that she should have everything that Joyce had in the past, that Joyce still had, you know.
And what was their age difference?
1 year. Mm-hmm. And Joyce should, Teresa came with one nice toy. It was all beads, and she could have shared it, you know, and still, they could have both strung beads, but Teresa didn't want to share that, but she wanted to use everything of Joyce's. So there was our problem beginning, and the good doers didn't help us any.
Mm. How did you feel then about now raising two children?
Well, I wanted to do the best I could for both of them. I expected some problems, and I just didn't make too much of them because I figured they'd work out.
Now, what were you doing at this? Oh, let me ask first. What you mentioned using Dr. Spock. In what ways? What did you? What sorts of things would you follow in using Dr. Spock in terms of raising her?
I can't even remember. You know, I had a mind of my own tonight. Excuse me, I'm going to fix that door so it won't slam. Go by any one book and really think that you could raise them by a book. I try to use my head and in situations and not make too much of their problems.
Mm-hmm. How would you handle discipline, for instance?
I never had a trouble with disciplining Joyce, and Teresa had to fall in with that. The only problem we had at first when Teresa came is she would come to me with something that my husband's supposed to say, and then she'd go back to him and repeat it, and she wanted to cause a friction. Mm-hmm. So about the second time she came to me, I said, Teresa, if there's anything I want to say to your daddy, I'm going to say it directly to him, not through you. And he's going to do the same for me. I said, don't you go back and forth, because you're going to end up right in your room. So that settled that.
Now, how would you and your husband handle raising the girls and disciplining them?
We didn't. I could talk. I was talking to a wall, you might say, but it probably took effect. And he would use his own initiative. Mm-hmm. And being quiet and reading in that, he had a little bit of, you know. Something that they were a little afraid of, probably. Mm.
For instance, as Joyce got into school, did she ever have any problems in school?
The only problem that she really had in school probably was she had asthma. Mm. She was kind of asthmatic, and she couldn't talk. And half of it was being scared, and half of it was asthmatic, you know.
And how would you and he talk about this then?
I don't know if I mentioned to him or not. I know that they had me taking her to a class, speech class, and I thought it probably was something they were correcting. They didn't explain it, you know, something that they were correcting as far as her living with grandparents that spoke Swedish or broken English. But it turns out, I found out that it was that the word stuck in her throat, she couldn't get it out.
Now, and was his family still living with you at this, say, in this late 40s period after?
They didn't live with us after, when she was 4 years old, they moved out, because then I had her in daycare, And then...
So even at the very end at Lockheed, they were no longer...
No, they weren't.
Okay. Now, what did you think after you left Lockheed then, at the end of 45, say, what did you think you would want to do in terms of work?
Well, I looked for work, but when you realize that in 45, I was 37, so... how old was I?
Yeah, 38.
45, 38, yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't find work easy. So I just looked for work and accepted my check, and whenever they'd send me out looking, I would go and look.
What kind of work would you look for?
Similar to what I did there.
Electrical assembly?
Assembly work. Mm-hmm. Anything, you know, to that time.
And so so you were collecting unemployment then?
Yes. Now I could have... not. They didn't hold back any of the unemployment, so they considered me as a layoff.
Mm-hmm. Did they try and... did you have any trouble at all with your unemployment?
No.
Did they try and pressure you to take lower paying jobs than you had held?
No. There was no pressure.
But what... what did you consider doing then when it started to become clear that it'd be hard to find?
I didn't care that much if I would, mm-hmm. you know, but I would go and look for it. If I got a job, I would mm-hmm. take it. But I had a lot to do. I had remodeling and repainting and not only my own house was large. I did the yard work. My husband would never cut the grass. And I kept flowers and everything. I did things according to seasons because I was from a farm. And I kept very busy.
Mm-hmm. What was your feeling, though, about no longer having an income?
Well, I had some while I was getting my Social Security, but really, with his folks there, we put the bill on the whole thing, you see. And there wasn't that much difference. In fact, no difference when you thought of my taking care of the child while I was getting Social Security. And so that sort of paved the way between mm-hmm. the adjustment.
So you're saying that in effect, the family income was not that much different.
No.
How did you personally feel though about no longer bringing in your own money into the household?
Well, it didn't make that much difference because my husband took his money while I worked and went out and bought cars and motorcycles and things like that. So I was using all of mine for our living. So there wasn't that incentive really for me to work anyway.
Mm. Well, did you have any feelings about the meaning of your bringing in money in terms of how much you could say about decisions for spending money in the household?
I still brought in a lot of the money because in fixing things up I could raise the rents, and our rent was paid. And many times I had to use the rent money for groceries.
Mm-hmm.